He's my ever-present help in the time of need.
Welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is an ever-present help. The hymns are 115, 189, and number 8. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Help with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Holy Bible, Psalms. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Isaiah, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Genesis. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be the heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous unto Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad, and because of thy bondwoman. In all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make him a nation, because he is thy seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and took bread and the bottle of water, and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, and the child, and sent her away. And she departed, and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went, and sat her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bow shot, for she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him, and lift up her voice, and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven, and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. Judges. And Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. And it came to pass, when their hearts were merry, that they said, call for Samson, that he may make us sport. And they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made them sport. And they set him between the pillars. And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, suffer me that I may feel the pillars whereupon the house standeth, that I may lean upon them. Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there. And there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women that beheld while Samson made sport. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me. I pray thee only this once, O God, that I may be once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson took up the hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it was borne up, and one was with his right hand, and the other with his left. And Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the lords, and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. Psalms. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And from Science and Health. In divine science, where prayers are mental, all may avail themselves of God as a very present help in trouble. Love is impartial and universal in its adaptation and bestowals. It is the open fount which cries, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters." In public prayer, we often go beyond our convictions, beyond the honest standpoint of fervent desire. If we are not secretly yearning and openly striving for the accomplishment of all we ask, our prayers are vain repetitions, such as the heathen use. If our petitions are sincere, we labor for what we ask, and our Father, who seeth in secret, will reward us openly. Can the mere public expression of our desires increase them? Do we gain the omnipotent ear sooner by words than thoughts? Even if prayer is sincere, God knows our need before we tell him and our fellow beings about it. If we cherish the desire honestly and silently and humbly, God will bless it, and we shall incur less risk of overwhelming our real wishes with a torrent of words. The term Christian Science was introduced by the author to designate the scientific system of divine healing. The revelation consists of two parts: the discovery of this divine science of mind healing through a spiritual sense of the scriptures and through the teachings of the Comforter, as promised by the Master. The proof by present demonstration that the so-called miracles of Jesus did not specially belong to a dispensation now ended, but that they illustrated an ever-operative divine principle. The operation of this principle indicates the eternality of the scientific order and continuity of being. Christian Science differs from the material sense, but not on the account is that it is less scientific. On the contrary, Christian Science is preeminently scientific, being based on truth, the principle of all science. Physical science, so called, is human knowledge, a law of mortal mind, a blind belief, a Samson shorn of his strength. When this human belief lacks organizations to support it, its foundations are gone, having neither moral might nor holy principle of its own. This belief mistakes effect for cause and seeks to find life and intelligence in matter, thus limiting life and holding fast to discord and death. In a word, human belief is a blind conclusion from material reasoning. This is a mortal, finite sense of things, which immortal spirit silences forever. The prayer of the faith shall save the sick, says the scriptures. What is this healing prayer? A mere request that God will heal the sick has no power to gain more of the divine presence than is always at hand. The beneficial effect of such prayer for the sick is on the human mind, making it act more powerfully on the body through a blind faith in God. This, however, is one belief casting out another, a belief in the unknown casting out a belief in sickness. It is neither science nor truth which acts through blind belief, nor is it the human understanding of the divine healing principle as manifested in Jesus, whose humble prayers were deep and conscientious protest of truth, of man's likeness to God, and of man's unity with truth and love. The physical healing of Christian Science results now, as in Jesus' time, from the operation of divine principle, which sin and disease lose their reality in human consciousness and disappear as naturally and as necessarily as darkness gives place to light and sin to reformation. Now, as then, these mighty works are not supernatural, but supremely natural. They are the sign of Emmanuel, or God with us, a divine influence, ever present in human consciousness, and repeating itself, coming now, as was promised aforetime, to preach deliverance to the captives of sense, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. When God called the author to proclaim his gospel to this age, there came also the charge to plant and water his vineyard. God is infinite, therefore ever present, and there is no other power nor presence. Step by step, will those who trust him find that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Oh, your presence. I taste your goodness, and I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone, oh, your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Let's now all pray together in silence for a few moments, then join together in praying aloud the Lord's Prayer. This will be followed by a musical interpretation of the Lord's Prayer. Let's pray. And together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, and thine is the glory forever and ever. Amen.
We'll continue in song with hymn number 189. Mine eyes look toward the mountains. Help cometh from on high, from God who never slumbers, whose care is ever nigh. My foot shall not be moved. My keeper is the Lord. He never shall forsake me. I trust him to his word. God keepeth me from falling, fulfilleth all my need. His love doth e'er uphold me in faithful word and deed. He keepeth me from evil. My onward way doth trace. My going and my coming, he crowneth with his grace. Hymn 189.
Just give me a minute, Kathy. I had 89, not 189 ready, so let me just give me a second here and I'll have it. Just a moment.
No problem. You know what, Mark? It was 89. This midday Wednesday gathering at 1 p.m. Eastern Time or 1800 hours Greenwich Mean Time is a teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by the Foundation for Prayerful Living. We're an informal group and this is an open meeting which all are invited to attend. As I mentioned earlier, we record these healing messages from each Wednesday gathering and make them available on our website. You may access the audio files of these healing messages at any time by going to prayerfulgathering.com and clicking on the Wednesday Gathering audio archive link. If you would like to serve as a reader for an upcoming Wednesday Gathering, we invite you to contact us to volunteer. The Sentinel Radio program and the weekly Bible lesson are both available 24 hours a day by telephone. Just dial 1-512-703-8010. That number again is 512-703-8010. We are truly grateful for your financial contributions and the support of the Wednesday Gathering and Prayerful Foundation for Prayerful Living. A link to donate online may be found on the right side of the prayerfulgathering.com homepage. Donations are tax deductible in the United States. If you're in need of prayerful help, Christian Science practitioners are available to pray with you. You may find a directory of full-time Christian Science practitioners in the back of any issue of the monthly Christian Science Journal magazine. You may access an online practitioner directory at prayerfulhelp.com as well, which includes part-time, full-time, and full-time journal-listed practitioners. We would love to hear from you. A link for your comments and suggestions is provided on the Follow the Meeting webpage. Notices to be read during the meeting may be emailed to Mark prior to the Wednesday Gathering. His email address is mark@prayerfulliving.com. Mark, do you have any announcements?
Hi, Kathy. No new announcements today.
All righty. Thank you. This meeting is now yours and open for the sharing of testimonies of healing and the practical power of prayer. If you would like to share a testimony, please press *6 on your phone keypad, and your phone will be unmuted so that you may speak. A gentle reminder, the testimony portion of this meeting is not recorded for public use, so do feel free to speak. We invite you to give us your name as you begin your testimony so that we may all get to know you. And when you finish your testimony, please remember to press *6 again to remute your phone. This time is now yours to share.
Hello?
Yes, go right
Hello.
ahead.
Hi, I'd like to express gratitude. Thank you for your readings. I really enjoyed them. And I'd like to express gratitude for something that happened to me where God was a very present help. During travel, I was traveling someplace and waiting for the plane, and there kept being multiple delays, evidently because of weather. And then what happened is the plane was canceled. Now, I won't go into all kinds of detail, but there were a couple people that I was talking to, you know, out-of-towners waiting for the plane. So when the plane was canceled, I didn't know what to do. It had never happened to me in the many years that I had traveled. Well, the lady that I had been sitting next to, I saw her come from someplace, and I, you know, let her know what had happened. She said, "Oh yeah, I already made changes to my, you know, already got my booking for the next day." Well, everybody ran up to the reservation counter. I was just there. I didn't know. I didn't move. I didn't, you know what to do. And I just turned to God. I said, "What did I do?" So anyway, this lady offered. She had a temporary condo in where in the city that I was, and she offered. She said, "Well, I can put you up for a night if you want to, and you know we can take a cab to the place." I didn't know the lady, but it just felt right to do that, and I did. And it was a 2-bedroom condo and had your own bath. And she, you know, we just sat around, had tea, and, you know, she made arrangements for a pickup for her for a cab to go back to the airport. And the next day I got up, you know, did my lesson, had the cab was there when I got out, and some kind of way I wasn't leaving till the afternoon, but I left early. And something told me when I went into the airport just to go to the desk. And I did, and they had an earlier flight where I didn't have to change planes. But they said, "You might have to stand by, and, you know, we don't know what's going to happen." So anyway, I went down to where the plane was supposed to leave from. I was about an hour and a half early, you know, as they tell you to do on the plane. Anyway, I sat there, prayed, talked to evidently a pilot that was just sitting there, didn't realize he was going to be the pilot for the plane that was going to make a direct flight to Baltimore. And so I sat there patiently, and the next thing that happened is that they said, "You can get on board," and as it was time for the plane to leave. And you know, it sounds silly right now, but one of the things that I wasn't praying about it, but it's like I don't want to sit in the middle. And the beautiful thing about it is that I didn't have to. There was a window seat. I got to Baltimore, you know, I mean, 3 or 4 hours earlier than I ordinarily wouldn't have. And I just really want to thank. And I was just so grateful for not having a plan of action or anything, but God just shepherding me that whole experience. I am very grateful to be a student of Christian Science, and thank you again for the readings.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful how He meets our needs.
Hello, this is Ingrid.
Hello, Ingrid. Go right ahead.
Thank you so much. Those readings were so strong and so wonderful. And thank you for your dedication and for sharing it. I would like to express my gratitude as I really have to for so many blessings of God all the time, all the time. I would like to share this experience that was kind of prompted because one of my children, which has been here for a good while, said to me for the first time that was giving me the Bible and science and health. And in fact, he had it right there for me because he didn't want that in his place anymore. And that really alerted me. I knew this is no part of a child of God, any child of God. And he has been raised in obedience to God and in loving God. And this was so unlike him. And that really alerted me to pray about him and to pray about what had just happened. And I also realized that there was something happening with me that was so unlike it. It's another thing that has never come by. I haven't been able to sleep well, and I always have. Slept very well. I just wake up in the morning all rested and, you know, do the prayers at night and always fine, but I haven't been able to do that. And even more, I was waking up, not only not all the way rested, but like sweating and in anguish. And this was something that I never experienced before. And these are the things that were coming to me all together as I prayed. And I tried to know and to make sure that I was listening to divine mind, and of course that I was being obedient to what I was listening and trusting divine mind. And I really didn't find much in there in prayer, but I kept on really in deep prayer, and I needed to find, resolve this and find what was going on here. Then the answer to that deeper prayer came to me that this was about witchcraft that someone was doing. I haven't been thinking anything about it. I didn't even remember things that had happened related to this. But God has always uncovered for us what we need to know, so faithful and so wonderfully present, always with us. And we just need to pray, listen, trust, obey, and everything is brought up. And then I knew that recently a person that you know, she publishes to everybody that she does witchcraft. And now I recently learned also that that's counted as part of spirituality, which I was very surprised to hear. And this person was brought into our life by someone recently. And so everything just kind of got together this way that all these things were related. And as soon as I uncovered and was aware of these things and got to pray, everything I have learned about witchcraft in this great science of the Christ and work against the false claim and recognize the whole unreality of it and reaffirm the non-power whatsoever of this false claim, this lame work, vain work, as it is put in ways that are vain, that great article about anything against or related to unreal magnetism or animal magnetism, as it's called in Christian Science. And after that, my nights got completely peaceful and no more awakening in this sweating and anguish. So it was a very, very powerful, prayerful work, because we know there's no power apart from God. We need to uncover this trusting that there's no power apart from good, no matter who wants to do what. And then I also pray for the dear one that brought this person into our family. And I do want to express gratitude that God's protection to our home was so good, because she had only been in our home one time, even though we had seen her many times because of this dear one that brought her with him. And as we know, we keep our home holy, and God does the rest to protect it, and that never fails. And I'm very grateful for that. I do spend time making sure that everything in my home expresses God, and praying for the holiness so that anyone that comes can be and is blessed. And so that's very important for me, and I'm very grateful for this protection. I also pray for that individual and know that I can be free of anything like that, and we all can be when we choose to be closer to God. Good. So I pray for her too. The Bible wisely says, and is clear about witchcraft being one of the abominations against God. Good. And also the Bible says that the evil thing, we do not even touch it. So very grateful for the ever-present protection and divine wisdom, or divine wisdom and love. And there are so many articles that we can study about this in Christian Science. I only really study very much two of them, and that did all the work, but we have so many, and I'm very grateful for that too. And thank you so much for this Wednesday gathering, so beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you all for participating. Let's close our meeting in song with hymn number 8. Abide with me, fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, O abide with me. I need thy presence every passing hour. What but thy grace can foil the tempter's power? Who like thyself my guide and stay can be? Through cloud and sunshine, O abide with me. I fear no foe with thee at hand to bless. Ills have no weight and tears no bitterness. Where is death's sting? Where grave thy victory? I triumph still if thou abide with me. Hymn number 8. We look forward to having you here again with us. We hope you'll tell your friends about these teleconference Wednesday gatherings, and we invite you to stay on the line for a few more minutes to enjoy the postlude. God bless you all, and have a wonderful week.
Thanks, everyone, for being here, and thank you so much, Kathy. Now here's our postlude.
He's my ever-present help in the time of need.
Have a blessed week.